Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty
God we serve. A mighty God we serve. Angels, they bow before the mighty God we serve. Come on, Mark.
Look, I know it ain't as warm as it was in here last week, so y'all do me a favor. I just want to see if I can help change the atmosphere in the room. If you're able, stand to your feet. If you believe and know that God is mighty, if you trust him, if you believe him, come on, because I want to have a whole room full of singing folks. Come on, Lord, you're mighty. Say, Lord, you're mighty.
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 mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You see, you set your glory above the heavens and the earth. When I speak unthinkable the name, you made the sun, the moon, and the stars. No praise is high enough to express how great you are.
What a
mighty God we serve.
Come on, put your hands.
A mighty God we serve. Angels, they bow before the mighty God we serve. What a mighty God
yes.
we serve.
Come on, come on. We got some praises
a
in the room.
A mighty God we serve. Let heaven and earth adore the mighty God.
Now this
we
is your
serve.
Turn. Come on, say, Lord, you're mighty.
Say, Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty.
Come on.
Lord, you're mighty. 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 Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord,
you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty.
That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Look, we welcome you this morning to the birthplace of gospel music, the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We are so grateful for those of you who have decided to come out and be with us in person. God bless you, and we thank you for your presence. For those of you watching online all over the world, whether it be Facebook or YouTube, we welcome you to our live stream. Do us a small favor. Hit that share or subscribe button and let the world know that you tuned in to the birthplace of gospel music. We hope you have a great time, and if the opportunity presents itself, and if you do not know the Lord in the pardon of your sins, when the time comes, either type your name in the chat, or if you're in the room running down the aisle, and say, I want to give my life to Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, you are mighty. Hallelujah. You're already standing. Our scripture text today comes from the 42nd number of the psalm, 42nd number of the psalm, Psalm 42, Psalm 42, Psalm 42. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all sounding good, y'all sounding good. Come on, Psalm 42, Psalm 42. We're just going through the first five verses, Psalm 42. Or you've been around long enough, you heard it said, the 42nd division of the Psalms. Psalm 42, verse 1 reads, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been meat day and night. Why they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Mm-hmm. Verse 4 says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Verse 5 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you this morning. Lord God, we thank you on this last Sunday of the month of July. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to get here one more time and to be in your place, God. Lord God, we ask right now, God, that you would saturate the room with your precious Holy Ghost on today, God. God, move anything that is unlike you out of the way, God. Let any strife that be among us, God, let it be cast back to the pits of hell from whence it came. Lord God, we're asking to have your way on today, God. Move by your spirit in this place, God, and we will give you the glory, the honor, and praise, because it is in your Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Every heart said amen. Oh, come on, say it like you mean it, amen. Oh, come on, come on. Say it from your belly. Amen. Amen. Come on, come on. Hallelujah.
Jesus is my salvation. Yes, he is.
Jesus.
He's my hope for tomorrow.
Jesus.
He's my joy and sorrow.
Jesus.
He'll heal me when I'm sick.
Jesus.
You'll open my blind eyes.
Jesus.
You see, Jesus is my rock.
Jesus.
He's my rock of salvation.
Jesus.
He's my joy and
Jesus.
Sorrow. He'll lift me up.
Jesus.
He's my protector.
Jesus.
He's wonderful.
Jesus.
Yes, he is.
Blessed Savior.
Yes, he is.
Is he worthy to be praised? Oh, I don't believe you. Is he worthy to be praised? Come on, is he worthy to be praised? Jesus. Blessed Savior, bright and morning star,
Jesus,
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 blessed Savior, he's worthy,
worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah, hallelujah in this place.
Hallelujah.
Is he worthy to be praised? Put your hands together. If he's worthy to be praised, put your hands together. If you know God has done something for you this week that you know you couldn't have done for yourself, put your hands together and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hey, 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 give him praise.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know he's worthy to be praised. We got testimonies from Sun this morning praising God for the victory. Our announcement as follows. I'm thinking about you, Sister P. Our brother was in the air. Jesus is worthy to be praised. They told him he couldn't fly for a long time, but he was in the air. Amen. We thank God. I want to praise God. The Jefferson celebrated an anniversary. Is that correct? A birthday? Birthday, birthday, birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody in the month of July. This is the last day, y'all, for those who born in July to celebrate. Any other folk born in July? Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Pastor, it's my grandson's birthday.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for your grandson. Amen. Make sure granddaddy get him a big gift. Praise
okay.
the Lord.
Okay.
Amen. Our announcements are as follows. Y'all know what next week is? August 6th. The biggest, the baddest, the most awesomest vendor fair ever will be held right outside here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. And we are super excited, and we know that it is going to be a smashing success. We thank God for the outreach committee and all those persons who have worked hard and diligently to bring us to this point. We thank God that it looked like we're going to have some great weather, and so we are super excited. And we know that it will be an opportunity to not only have folk to shop, but also we will have an opportunity to evangelize and share with the community. Amen. So we're asking, first of all, we're asking all brothers, to be here on Saturday at 9 a.m. I don't need to call y'all by name, do I? Derek, I don't need to call your name. Mark, I don't need to call y'all name. Ira, I ain't need to call your name. Angelo, I don't need to call your name. Ron, I don't need. Reginald, I don't need to call your name. Evan Person, I don't need to call your name.
Brother Friday, I don't need to call your name. I know you ain't a member, but you can be here. You can help as well. All roads lead to Ebenezer, but we need the brothers in place. Stanley, I ain't got to call your name. If I forgot any brothers, my armor bearer. Oh, Dana King, no, he going to be here at 8 o'clock. We're going to be here in mass and in force to celebrate and to be on duty as we work this vendor fair this coming Saturday. I want to thank in advance the hard work of the committee and all those who have been working all this time. Amen. I also want to make mention that we are on summer recess for Wednesday's Bible study, so I'm going to ask that during this summer recess for the month of August that you would just join at the 6 o'clock hour in prayer. We won't go online, but if you are not doing anything, I'm asking you to be intentional at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays to lift Ebenezer and our faith community in prayer. I also want to say to those members who worked the new 2022 church directory, an incredible, incredible job that you did. It was well organized, and we got everybody in, I believe, and I know that many of you all got some new pictures and ordered some new pictures, and we're looking forward to the new 2022 church directory. Also, we want to make mention that, and I know Minister King is going to mention it again, pledge the envelopes for our $1.2 million restoration project for the members will be available. The ushers have it. It's a blue envelope, same thing that was on the white, but we just made it blue so you can be able to keep up as you make and contribute your pledge. You know what we have to do, and we know, Ebenezer, that we are going to do it. Amen. Amen. Thank God for a few folk that said amen. Amen. And it is my, for those of you who do not know, my sad duty to announce the transition of former member, former member of Ebenezer, Arnold Thomas. Used to sing in the young adult choir, was a member of this church. His sister is a member of the church. His services of celebration will be August 13th at the Shiloh Baptist Church, 800 South Genesee Street in Waukegan, Illinois. The wake will begin at 10, and the funeral services of celebration will be 11 o'clock. And so we certainly want to pray for the Thomas family. We want to pray for Sister Carter, the entire family, extended family, and the loss of Brother Arnold Thomas. I know many of you certainly knew him. I remember him as a kid, and I know he was an integral part of the young adult choir and other ministries in the church. So let's continue to hold this family in prayer. Let's continue with worship. Oh, before we do that, I have to acknowledge our guests and our visitors who are with us, worshiping with us today. I know that you all have been here before. If not, welcome to Ebenezer, those of you. I know that there are persons that greeted you. I want to acknowledge Sister Phyllis Turner Brim, who is one of the persons her family has, and she joined us for Sunday school this morning. She has been worshiping with Ebenezer way back when COVID began. She has been faithful in her presence online. And she worshiped with Ebenezer all the way from Seattle, Washington. And now she's relocated. Her family has relocated to Houston, and they still are watching us and faithfully supporting Ebenezer. I mean, really, and I want to just celebrate her presence. I celebrate everybody, Ebenezer, all of you who support our church, but particularly our online members who are continually to support us. Thank you, Stanley. He knows, as well as others. Everybody, we want you to know that you are welcome here in Ebenezer. We celebrate your presence. For those of you who haven't been with us for a while, it's good to see you this morning. It's good to be seen, right? And not viewed. Hallelujah. Let's continue with worship this morning.
Say yeah,
Yes, I say yes, yeah, 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 yes, I say yes, yeah, 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 yes. We worship you, yeah, 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 yes, I say yes, yeah, yeah, yes, I say yes, yeah, yeah, yes. We worship you, Father. Father, Father, we praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, yes. We adore you, yes, we do. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and play. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
I say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, I say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yes. We worship you, we worship you, yeah, 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 yes. I say
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yes. I say
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love it, we love it, we love it. God, we worship you, we love you. God bless y'all. It is offering time, it is offering time again. This is your opportunity, this is your opportunity to worship. The pastor hinted at it earlier. For those of you who have given your pledge, or if you still have yet to give your pledge, the pledge cards are also still available as well. Pledge cards are available, and the envelope looks just like this. If you have something to pay towards your pledge, again, you recognize what we have to do. And let me just put a little bug in your ear. So as soon as we get done with this project, guess what we can do next, y'all? We can work on getting some air conditioning. Woo! Huh? Let me help the people. I'm going to help the people this morning. As soon as we get done with this, huh? We can work on getting some air conditioning. I'm trying to help the people this morning, huh? I bet you run for that one. Come on. I'm just saying, because you can't get no air when your roof and your walls and stuff need to be done, so you have to do it in order. But as soon as I know what my vote going for. Something's right. I know that's right. The air of salvation. I wish I had some help in here. All right, let me stop. But it is offering time. It is offering time. Y'all pray for me. It's offering time. It is offering time. You know how you can give on your screen. There are 5 ways you can give. You can give at EbenezerBronzeville.org, EbenezerBronzeville.org. Real simple, real easy to do. Go there, hit the Give Now button. If you want to give via mobile, you can do that at 312-779-0146. Again, 312-779-0146. You want to give by mail or come by and drop it off in person just so you can see the place if you've never been here. The address, mailing address, and building address is 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. And last but not least, if you have QuickPay or Zelle, 773-960-9028. Again, 773-960-9028. The ushers have that information if you need any of that digital information, or if you just need a envelope, a Friends of Ebenezer envelope, or a regular church envelope, ask the ushers. They will be kind and happy to see to your needs. Let us pray. Before I even do that, the Bible says, I believe it's in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. I think that's in there. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you. God, right now, God, we just want to say thank you again. Lord God, we thank you in advance for what you are doing in this place. God, we thank you in advance for the offering that we are about to receive so that we can continue to do the work that you have put before us in this place. Lord God, we ask right now, God, that you would use your Holy Spirit to not just multiply it 10, but even 100-fold, so that we can not just do what we need to do here, but go out into the world and tell them about a Savior called Jesus. We pray now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
man.
Your stewardship and for your gratitude for all of those that are on the journey with us for the next 6 months to do what we know we have to do. This time we transition to altar call. We have a lot of names that are on our list. Names that we would like to share. And I invite you at this time to stand wherever you are. If you would like to intercede on behalf of somebody else or even for yourself. Because we know that prayer changes things. Prayer sustains. And while people you may know may not have made this list, by virtue of the fact you are standing in the gap for them right now, they've made God's list. So we want to lift up today Lainey Elms, Lindsay Mayfield. We are continually to pray for Marguerite Jones, Mother Reginald Jones, Doris Robinson, the cousin of Beverly Stinson. We're praying for Deacon Chester Coleman. Spoke with him this week. We are thanking God that he is keeping on. Praying for Elise and Willie Grant, Alfred Moore and Kenneth Sexton, son of Vivian Peake. We're lifting up Al and Mary Burton, Shirley Anderson, Mary Sumter, Reverend Mary Grant, who's in the building today. Praise God for your presence. We continue to pray for Sarah Billups, Mary Alexander, Rosa Conway, Gladys Evans, Janice Carr and Reverend James Thompson, Albert Chaney, the son of Aretha Chaney, Angela Williams, daughter of Patricia Hatcher, Glorine Driver, friend of Gail and Juanita Cooper. We're praying for Michael Jones Jr., the friend of Dorothy Gibson and family. We continue to pray for Deacon James Smith, who is present with us today and in the building. We're praying for Minnie Pegg and Karen Hollinsworth and Ernestine Rowe and Terrell Blevins and Tracy Hill and Chandler Hill and Laura Eddings, Jaleesha Eddings. Praying for Daniel Rowdy Sr. and Warren Bingham. We're praying for Raynard Johnson and Michael Madcap. We're praying for Benetta Pearson, the mother of Pam Pearson, and we're praying for Pam's father, David. I know she's watching right now by his side down in Mississippi, and we're praying for him right now. We know what the doctors have said, but we are going to believe the report of the Lord. And so we lift all who are on this list, and we lift those who we are standing for, remembering the people impacted by the flooding in Kentucky. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch each and every one who is on our list, oh God. You know what they stand in need of. You know what they are going through, God. And we know that only you can speak to their situation. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would touch, that you would heal, and that you would deliver. God, we ask that you have mercy right now. God, we lift up right now caregivers right now for those children, oh God, those adult children that are caring for parents and loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. We are lifting, God, right now those who are suffering from mental illness right now, oh God. We're lifting, oh God, those who are struggling with financial burdens, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for our young people, a generation, oh God, of young people, oh God, who are lost and maybe don't feel love right now, God. We ask, oh God, that you would touch them. God, we pray for this church. Pray, God, for our members, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless us and bless our efforts, oh God, as we embark upon this major undertaking, God. We know, God, it's not about one individual. It's about all of us, oh God, trusting and believing in you. Because we recognize, oh God, you have the power. You have all power in your hand. And God, we know that we can do nothing without you. So God, keep us stayed, keep our minds stayed on thee. Keep our hearts focused, oh God. Keep our ears attuned to your way and your will. God, we say right now as a faithful people, God, have thine own way. Have thine own way in our lives. Have thine own way in this church. Have thine own way in this community, oh God. We recognize that thou art God. We recognize that thou art our Savior. And we lift now, God, this prayer upon the wings of the morn. We place it before thy feet. So the all-wise God, we pray. And for his sake, we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated in his presence.
I am the clay. Hold me and make me, Lord. After thy will, while I am old.
and still.
Food and clothing, yes he did, given a shelter through the storm. I hear you and the rain. Oh, and with all that he's provided, we're always, always hurting, hurting, hurting one another. Seems like we just can't pass to get along with each other. I don't know why. We're always, always fighting with each other. Hey, Lord, look upon us with compassion and please hear us. Hear us when we cry and smile down on your helpless children. Lord and Master and Master.
Amen. 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 We thank Jeffrey Burris for his ministry and music this morning. Amen. At this time, I'd like to read into your hearing once more and again from the 42nd division of Psalms. Verse 1 through 5, you don't have to stand this time. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. The word of God for the people of God, and all of God's people said, amen. I want to speak from the subject, dehydrated saints. Dehydrated saints. Several years ago, while in the military, I recall I was not feeling well. It was on a Saturday, and my first thoughts naturally was about whether or not I'd be able to stand on Sunday morning. I would have rather not felt well on Monday, but this was Saturday, and since I would rather be safe than sorry, I went to the military version of urgent care. And after some testing and upon being examined by the doctor, I was told that I was dehydrated, at which time I was given fluids intravenously, and I began to feel better. Now, I believe many of you know what dehydration is. Dehydration occurs when the body loses more fluid than it takes in. Therefore, it can no longer carry out its normal functions. And regardless of race or class or gender or income or social standing, whether you are a CEO of a Fortune 500 company or a migrant worker on less than minimum wage, the failure to replenish liquids in the body results in dehydration. That's why I love Sister Beverly, because she makes certain the pastor don't get dehydrated. And it's a medical fact that just a 5 to 8% decrease in the number of fluids in the body can lead to dizziness, fatigue, and in a worst case scenario, mental disorientation. And a 15 to 25% loss of fluids can lead to death. However, today, I submit to you today, there is another kind of dehydration, which also is potentially dangerous and deadly. It is the dehydration of which I speak of is neither biological nor physical. It is the dehydration of the spirit, which if untreated and ignored can lead to spiritual disorientation and spiritual death. The composer of Psalms 42 knew nothing about modern science or the chemical makeup of the body. He was unfamiliar with words like electrolytes or pH levels. He knew nothing about the metabolic process of thermal regulation. However, the psalmist does tell us what he knows. And what he knows is that the spirit needs more than Gatorade and Red Bull. He knows that we need God. Is there a witness in this room? He was never a passenger on a supersonic jet. He never played a video game or downloaded an app. But how often had the psalmist spotted a deer gracefully scampering through the woods, picking up the scent of water in a nearby brook? And with the woods as the psalmist's classroom and a deer as his professor, he says first to himself and then to us, this is what our need for God is like. And he gave us Psalms 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Like many of the Psalms, Psalms 42 and its companion Psalm, Psalm 43, are prayers. In fact, roughly one-third of the Psalms are prayers, which are an indication of the importance of prayer in the life of Israel. For you see, one of the reasons why these wonderful psalms, these poetic masterpieces speak to us with such power and clarity, one of the reasons why they never grow old, outdated, or are irrelevant, though written centuries ago, is because the psalms are intimate conversations between the human and the divine. The plaintive cry of a soul is expression of our human desires, our needs, and our struggles. The pain and the suffering in life that often comes our way in times of trouble, when your spirit is broken. The Psalms are medicine for your soul. A musical balm in Gilead, a go-to resource where we can take refuge in the arms of God. Am I talking to any Bible readers today? It is also probable that Psalms 42 and 43 were originally one psalm written during the period called the exile. It was a time in Israel's history when God's people were torn away from the holy city and prohibited from entering into the temple. You see, Ebenezer, they desired to worship God in the temple, but the temple was shut. They wanted to praise the Lord in the temple, but they couldn't. The sign on the temple door read closed, like so many churches, due to COVID-19 and restrictions. Temple doors were shut, and that was bad news for God's people then. And I think you would agree that it's bad news for us over right now. The temple was the most important, the most sacred space and place in Israel's life. Their identity as a people revolved around the temple. It was God's dwelling place, yet they couldn't, Ebenezer, get to the temple. In other words, the psalmist couldn't go to church because he was living in his own pandemic. Not a pandemic named COVID-19, but a pandemic nonetheless. A period of time in Israel's history longer than our pandemic, when neither he nor his people had access to the house of the Lord. I believe you will agree with me that when the pandemic started, we never dreamed, never thought it would be as devastating as it was. We never thought a month shutdown would turn into a 24-month ordeal and counting. We wanted to know, when would this darkness pass? When would the nightmare end? And like the psalmist, we wanted to know, when can I go and meet with God? Because I submit to you today, there's something about the sanctuary. Do I have a witness in this place? There's something peaceful in this place, something reassuring in a world of change and disorder and uncertainty. The sanctuary grounds us. Sanctuary is our anchor in the time of storm. But sadly, in these modern times, we've turned the sanctuary into an auditorium, the pulpit into a stage, preachers wearing $1 million gold around their neck, choirs into a group of entertainers, praise team members into cheerleaders. The congregation is now an audience, and what was once a sacred place in some places is now just a place for religious entertainment. When we perform not for God, but for ourselves. Thank God for online worship. How blessed we are to have the benefit, and we will continue to utilize online worship. How blessed we are to have the benefit of technology to call upon the name of the Lord from different places across the land and across the world. Yet in the sanctuary, something special happens. The song is lifted with one voice. The call and response between the preacher and the pew. But I submit to you the first thing he suggests is that each of us, every single one of us in this room, has a need for God. Not a desire alone, but a need for God. Because you do know there's a difference between need and desire. I desire a new car. I desire new clothes. I desire a house, a job, a promotion. We desire certain foods we like to eat. But there's a difference between a taste for certain food and a need for food. We don't just desire God. We desire God because we need God. You need him every hour, every minute of the day. We desire God because we need God. See, the body just doesn't desire fluids. The body needs fluids to sustain life. Because without fluid, there is death. The deer just doesn't desire water. The longing for water is based on the need for water. God makes us long for what we need. The deer longs for water because the deer needs water. In the same way, the psalmist says our human need for God is a need that no substitute can replace. For you see, you cannot go through life putting substitutes in the place of God. Do I have a witness? Substitutes like fame and fortune. We worship idols who cannot satisfy and who cannot save, trying to satisfy a spiritual thirst with material possessions and things which will pass away. Sadly, we embrace substitutes like athleticism, social networks and popularity and success. And they become substitutes for Christ, who is our living water. Now, the psalmist does not suggest that the temple is the only place where we can have or be in relationship with God. That's not what he's saying. For the psalmist understands, as we do, that God is not just in the temple. God cannot be located in one place only, because God is everywhere. During the pandemic, we've been able to worship God through the wonders of technology, because the Holy Spirit makes it possible for us to connect with one another regardless of physical limitations or geographical restrictions or border requirements. Yet the sanctuary of God is calling us to come back home. We all know people who constantly remind us that they say, I don't have to go to church to worship God. Have you ever heard that before? I don't have to go to church to worship God. I can pray at home, which really misses the point. The point being that by not worshiping in the sanctuary with the saints, we miss the richness of God's presence. We miss the symbols of God's presence. We miss the people of God. We become malnourished and dehydrated Christians by shutting ourselves off from other believers in the sanctuary. The psalmist acknowledges that we need fellowship and communion with one another. We also notice that when it comes to dehydration, sometimes our thirst for water is unnoticed. You see, dehydration can be deceptive. You see, if my arm gets injured and I see the blood, I can feel the pain. If my ankle gets twisted and it gives way, when I try to walk, I can identify that. But dehydration is deceptive and therefore dangerous, because often one does not know that he or she is dehydrated, because the symptoms are not always obvious and can sneak up on us without notice. I was dehydrated, but I didn't know it until the doctor told me, because I assumed something else was wrong. So it is with our dehydrated spiritual lives, because sometimes our thirst for God is neither obvious nor noticeable. Sometimes our thirst for God goes undetected, and we can fool ourselves into believing that I've got a good relationship with God, at least as good as the next person. And we throw the Lord a little prayer every now and then. And we stop by church on special occasions. We say grace before meals. Life is going fairly well. All of our ducks are in a row. Everything is rosy. We have a degree of material prosperity. We passed our annual physical checkup. We get a little church on the end, and yet we are dehydrated, low on spiritual electrolytes, headed towards a spiritual emergency room. Psalmist says, I know your problem. It's the deer longing for streams of water. Sometimes our thirst goes unnoticed and sometimes it's neglected. But there's a writer who mentions two reasons why a deer searches for water. And he says that the first reason the deer searches for water, Ebenezer, is that the deer may be in a desert place where there is no more. And I'm sure you will agree, my brothers and my sisters, that when it comes to America, America is in a desert place. I know everything is open and people are traveling, going to Disney's and back on cruises and Vegas. People gather for happy hour and other social events at the Forest Preserve. Everything is getting better and everything is well. But I'm here to tell you that we're still in a desert place. Not only because of COVID, we are in a moral wasteland. We are in a spiritual wilderness. What do you mean, preacher? Do you not know that over 314 mass shootings have taken place in the United States thus far this year? We are in a desert place. As a nation, we are more divided today than since the Civil War. Hate groups are on the rise and boldly seeking recruits. The statistics of gun violence in Chicago alone is staggering. We are in a desert place, which is why is the reason why the deer searches for streams of water. The deer searches for water because the deer is in a desert place. We need God because we are in a desert place. And when COVID-19 is gone, if it ever leaves us, we'll still be in a desert place. The writer goes on to say that the second reason why a deer searches for water is that when hunted by dogs, a deer takes refuge in water as a way of escape. When hunted by dogs, the deer takes refuge in water as a way of escape and as a way of refreshment. I don't know how many of y'all in y'all communities, but I see deer all the time in my community. And if you've ever seen a deer, you know that a deer is not one of nature's strongest animals. A deer is no match for a bear or a lion or a hungry wolf. When a lion sees a deer, a lion says, that's lunchtime. The deer, you see, is low on the food chain. And so out there in the unforgiving, dangerous woods, the deer is in danger. Nobody would write a life insurance policy for a deer. But when the deer gets to the water, some of y'all missed it. On land, there is danger. But in the water, there is safety. A place of refreshment and rest and safety for the deer. Death is on land, but life and safety are in the water. So the deer has no future until it finds living streams of water. One of the reasons the psalmist desires for the temple is because for the psalmist and for us, the temple is a safe place. The temple is a place of spiritual energy and strengthening. The sanctuary is a place where we get our marching orders from God. And when we are encouraged to hold on a little while longer, I don't know about you, but I cannot imagine how anyone can face the trials of life without the church and without God. How could you go through life and go through the problems and vicissitudes of life without being in the sanctuary and in fellowship with God? The church, I tell you, is a safe place. It is the anchor for our souls. It's a place for peace and quiet, joy, encouragement, without being in the sanctuary or even worship virtually on Sunday. It's a safe place. Ebenezer, can you imagine not having a church family praying for you, reaching out to you? Like the psalmist, we understand that life is too hard, too dangerous, too perilous without the Lord. Even though the middle of this psalm hits a melancholy note, because we read through the psalm, when we read through the psalms, it is sad. Because there's so much hurt and despair. But then go on to the end. Because the Psalms ends on a high note. The psalmist ends by saying, put your hope in God. I think some of y'all missed that this morning. He says, put your hope in God. He says, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. You can't get to the sanctuary. My life is full of despair and death and sickness and trouble, but yet will I praise him. You know your best praise is when you're praising him in the midst of trouble. Have I got a witness this morning? Because the truth of the matter is that anybody can praise the Lord when all is well, when all is sunshine, when all things in life are in place. But to praise God in bad times, to praise God when you're going through a crisis, to praise God when you're in trouble, to praise God when you lose a loved one, to praise God when you're looking at sadness, to praise God when you lose a job. Anybody can praise God when things are going well, but praising God when you don't know what to do and which way to go, anybody can praise God in good times. But can you praise him when the bottom falls out? The psalmist says, yes. He said, yes, I can. Put your hope in God. I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Because with God, you can always end on a high note. Y'all didn't hear me this morning. With God, you can always end on a high note. In spite of the dangers, in spite of being pulled away from the temple, in spite of being shut in spite of racial unrest, in spite of economic uncertainty, in spite of the burdens of old age, in spite of bad test results, in spite of a broken heart, in spite of bad news, in spite of death, there is hope in the Lord. I said there's hope in the Lord. So the psalmist ends as I will end. He says, I will yet. Yet is important. Not just I will praise him, but I will yet praise him. Meaning I will praise him through all the things I'm going through. I will yet praise him in a desert place. I will praise him when the enemy is all around me. I will praise him. I tell you, I will praise him because one day a man named Jesus walked through a place called Samaria and wanted a drink of water at Jacob's well and offered a thirsty woman living water. He said to the woman at the well, everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks the water I will give will never thirst again. The water I give will be to them like a spring of water welling up in eternal life. If you're thirsty today, come to Jesus for living water. If you're weary, come to Jesus. Come unto me, Jesus says. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you're hungry, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. If you're lonely, what a friend we have in Jesus. When your friends turn your back on you, what a friend we have in Jesus. If you're brokenhearted, tired, hopeless and helpless, Jesus said,
what a friend.
I will take care of you.
Yes, he will.
Drink the water, Ebenezer.
Oh, yeah.
The living water. The living water of Jesus Christ. The word of God for the people of God. And all of God's people said, amen.
God will take care of you. God will take care of you.
We're going to open the doors of the church. Perhaps there's someone here that wants to give their life to the Lord. We're extending an invitation to you right now to join with us here at Ebenezer. Is there one? The doors of the church are open.
Lord, on my side, tell me where should I be?
Is there one today? We're extending an invitation to you. Ebenezer, pray church, pray church. Is there one?
If it has not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be?
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Hallelujah. Is there one?
He kept my enemies away.
Yeah, yeah.
He let the sun shine through a cloudy day.
Kept me in the cradle.
He wrapped me in the cradle of his arm.
When he knew
I'd been battered and torn. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side,
oh, tell me
where would I be?
Yeah. Where would I be?
Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? You see, he kept my enemies away.
Oh, yes.
He made the sunshine through a cloudy day.
He rocked.
And he rocked me in the cradle of his arms.
When he knew
I'd been battered and torn. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be?
Hallelujah, hallelujah in this place. As we prepare to depart from this place, but not from his presence, I invite you to stand. Please remember to spread the word, the news about the vendor fair. I want each one of y'all to call 10 people that you don't know, that don't go in this church, and invite them to the vendor fair. Brothers, we're asking you to be here Saturday at 9 a.m. to come out and help us put this vendor fair on. We need our brothers in the place on Saturday. Again, Bible study is on recess for the month of August, but join us in prayer. As we look to heaven, and now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy. To the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.